Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhashachi Bhattacharya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that India's rapidly changing aspirations demand a governance model that is not only efficient but deeply citizen-centric. He stated this in a video message while addressing the Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptah 2026. Turning to the critical importance of technology, PM Modi pointed to the deep integration of technology into government functioning over the past 11 years, spanning governance, service delivery, and the economy. The week-long event aims to build the capacity, performance, and efficiency of civil servants across the country. The event is being jointly organized by the Department of Personnel and Training, Capacity Building Commission, and Karma Yogi Bharat. The event also coincides with the Commission's Foundation Day and 5 years of Mission Karma Yogi. The government has decided to provide full customs duty exemption on a total of 40 critical petrochemical products till the 30th of June in view of the ongoing conflict in West Asia and the consequent disruptions in global supply chains. The Finance Ministry, in a statement, said the measure has been taken as a temporary and targeted relief to ensure continued availability of critical petrochemical inputs for domestic industry. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu chaired the 5th governing body meeting of Arunachal State Rural Livelihoods Mission today. He said focus ahead will be on improving market linkages for SHG products, promoting digital and financial literacy, encouraging youth to take up rural enterprises, and strengthening value chains in agriculture, horticulture, and forest produce. CM Khandu also said ARSRLM is an important step towards a self-reliant and confident Arunachal Pradesh. When women are empowered, families grow stronger. Strong families lead to strong villages, and strong villages build a strong state, the CM said. In the past week, more than 100 migratory birds belonging to 9 species were observed roosting at Sikhe Lake at Zero in Luas Munsur district of Arunachal. The recorded species include mallard duck, northern shoveler, ferruginous duck, Eurasian wigeon, tufted duck, Godwell, Northern Pintail, Gargany, and Great Crested Grebe. More species are expected to arrive in the coming weeks. A minor girl reported missing from Nahalang, Arunachal Pradesh on 26th March 2026 was traced and rescued from Guwahati, Assam through coordinated efforts of Nahalang Police and Guwahati's Panbajar Police. She had left home fearing parental scolding over poor academics and was tracked to Fancy Bazaar. Upon reaching Guwahati, reportedly two suspected women attempted to mislead her, raising trafficking suspicions. The minor was safely returned to her parents while the suspects fled upon spotting police. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has informed the Rajya Sabha that the parliament will be adjourned today and will again meet after 2 to 3 weeks for an important legislation related to women's reservation. Defence exports have touched an all-time high of 38,424 crore rupees in the financial year 2025-26. The growth marks a significant rise of over 14,802 crore rupees, which is 62.66% compared to the previous fiscal year's exports of 23,622 crore rupees. The Defence Minister said The sharp rise highlights the increasing global acceptance of Indian-made defense products and the sector's growing integration into the international supply chains. Power Minister Manohar Lal has clarified that prepaid electric smart meters are not compulsory for all consumers. The minister was replying to the supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today. The Supreme Court has taken Suomoto cognizance of an incident in West Bengal's Malda district where 7 judicial officials were held hostage, terming it deplorable. The court has sought responses from the state's chief secretary, DGP, and other officials, directing them to appear virtually on the 6th of this month. A bench headed by Chief Justice Surya Kant, along with Justices Joymallo Bakchi and Bipul M. Pancholi, permitted the Election Commission to seek a probe by the CBI or NIA into the unfortunate incident. In the SAFA Men's Under-20 Football Championship, defending champions India entered the final with a commanding 5-0 victory over Bhutan in Male Maldives last night. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.